From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, counting votes and calls for unity, one day after the country's historic elections. Turnout was high, especially in the Kurdish north and Shiite south. Far fewer Sunni Muslims went to the polls.
Iraq's interim prime minister, Ayad Alawi, told a Baghdad news conference that he will work to make sure that the voice of all Iraqis is represented in the new government. "We are entering a new era," he said, "and all Iraqis, whether they voted or not, should stand side by side to build their future."
NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, and she's with us on the line now. Anne, is there any sign of a tally, either official or unofficial?
Well, elections officials here in Baghdad are collecting tallies from polling stations around the country to make the total in the capital. And there are even some officials who say the ballots themselves must be recounted in Baghdad. There's confusion on this point. But the bottom line is that we're not going to have any credible results for several days. What we know from informal exit polls is that Kurds in the north voted in huge numbers, and the majority Shiites did the same in the south. The Sunni vote was less than hoped for, with almost no voters turning up in certain places. The result of all this is that the Kurds are going to end up with a greater proportion of seats compared to their population. The Shiites will have a majority, and the Sunnis will be underrepresented.
Is anyone contesting the vote, either raising questions about the election outcome or the election process itself?
Well, there are some complaints from around the country about irregularities, but really nothing significant. The main issue is the lack of participation of Sunni Arabs. Everyone is concerned that the Sunni Arabs will continue to feel alienated, and that alienation will support and fuel the resistance. And both Prime Minister Alawi and the Shiite coalition have both said they will begin a national dialogue to ensure all have a voice in the new Iraq. They both realize that locking out the Sunnis would be a disaster.
On election day, insurgents tried to disrupt the polling with suicide bombings and mortar attacks, more than 170 altogether. How about today? Has there been much violence today?
No, surprisingly. It was tense, with security forces still out in force, but nothing dramatic. The insurgent attacks on election day were less successful than anticipated. But even if the insurgents were weakened by recent arrests, Iraqi and U.S. officials are all saying the insurgency is far from over. Arabic TV today showed video of insurgents firing a missile that allegedly downed a British military transport plane. The British have said all 10 on board are missing, presumed dead, though they haven't confirmed that it was actually hit.
And we've seen many, many images of jubilant Iraqis dancing in the streets, waiting in long lines. What's the mood in the country today?
It depends where you are. I mean, I was down in Najaf until this afternoon. People there, they weren't exactly jubilant, but, you know, they did feel that they were voting for their future. And as confused as their future is, it was the beginning of a process. And I think that probably is generally the feeling.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking to us from Baghdad.